Have you guys ever heard the difference between a pilgrimage and a vacation? Pilgrimage or vacation? So a vacation, you get to do what you want. You set your own agenda, you stick to it, you stay in nice places, and you're trying to relax, whatever that looks like. Vacation, go to the beach, go to the mountains, go somewhere. And you get rested and somewhat refreshed, hopefully. A pilgrimage, on the other hand, is a journey with the Lord where things go wrong, where maybe things aren't as adequate to our standards, where things are getting delayed. In August, I went to World Youth Day in Lisbon, Portugal. And sure enough, we're on pilgrimage because our flight got canceled from Amsterdam down to actually Madrid, Spain. So instead of arriving at World Youth Day on time, we spent a night in Amsterdam and then came later. A vacation has a certain type of renewal, but a pilgrimage is supposed to be a transformation. And that's what these three kings are about. It's very strange that these three kings care about anything to do with Jerusalem or with Israel. It'd be like you and I concerned about French government. You got anyone know who the French governor is? Anyone? No? Okay, cool. It'd be like us caring about that, like so far removed, outside of my even home language, outside of my home country, outside of anything I understand as government, and yet paying attention to what's going on over there. These wise men, they leave their home country, they leave what they're used to in order to go and seek this infant of a foreign king. And they come and they bow down before this king, this unknown. But what they do know is that this child has authority over the stars. He has authority over creation. There's a star that appeared, and there were sky watchers. And they knew they had to go and meet this child. And I love that the Israelites, the Jews at this point, see Jesus for what he is, really. Where is this child to be born? And they're like, we know exactly, Bethlehem. We know exactly. The prophets have told us where this child is to be born. Yet Herod is in the grisp of rage. He is terrified at the threat of another king. He's a little puppet king. He realizes he doesn't actually have authority. He's just put in charge by the Romans, and if anything goes wrong, his kingship is gone. And he's fearful, and he's anxious, and he's stressed out about what this means for his life, more importantly, for his pride and for his rule. And we all know of the holy innocents, of the children slaughtered because of that rage. The little ones that gave witness to Christ without even knowing. Fear and anxiety and stress push us to weird places, unholy places. But with the three kings, we realize the greatest purpose of the human race, the human family, is to worship the Savior, is to worship this baby, this child. So what does that look like? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold, to recognize his kingship. Anyone here? Anyone here invested in gold? Do we got any gold bars lying around? Anyone? Gold is not a commodity for us mere peasants, right? Gold was not something you saw until very recent history. Gold was only a commodity for kings and for rulers in antiquity. Yet these magi scrape together gold and they present it to identify Christ as king. They offer him incense. Incense, God is always above us. Incense is always rising. Incense gets into our eyes, into our faces. We perceive it, but we can't see it. There's something about incense that we can perceive the reality of incense. We can smell it, but we can't see it. Such is our relationship with God. We can perceive God in his works. We can perceive God that he's real. We can perceive so many things about my longing and my heart and needing God. And yet I can't see him. And he gets in my nostrils and he gets in my eyes and he gets in my throat and I start hacking. It was a joke anyways. From incense. And yet we kind of vaguely see God. We kind of vaguely know God. We kind of vaguely walk with God, but there's something that's going to be mysterious about God forever. He's the infinite one. And so we have incense. They give him incense to say there's a Godhead here. And this invisible reality of God has become present. The invisible has stepped into time and space in his son Jesus. The invisible has become visible in Jesus. And I can know Jesus, and I know the Father through Jesus, what Jesus shows us. But I'm never going to quite know the Father. There's something vague. There's something that my eyes start watering about that I don't quite see. And myrrh. Myrrh is used to embalm a body in order to help it smell better while it decomposes. And how important this is for you and I. The Magi recognize that Jesus is going to have to die. He's born into this world and he's going to have to leave this world. You and I know it is to save us, to give us abundant life. So they acknowledge his mortality. When we meditate on the mystery of the Nativity, we shall become radiant at what we see. Three kings lying prostrate, three men who are kings, and so they probably suffer from some ego, some pride, some I know what's best. And yet they prostrate themselves. We shall be radiant as what they see, and our hearts shall throb to overflowing for the appearance of God's Son, which means that our lives of lowliness and poor and afflicted shall be saved. We have become co-partners in the promise of Christ Jesus through the gospel. I just got back from SEEK down in St. Louis, where we had 20,000 to 24,000 college kids come together and worship the Lord. Every day we had mass in an entire arena, the old Rams Arena in St. Louis. And we worshiped the one true King. This is very important for us here this evening. The kings go back a different way. It's a very interesting detail. They had a dream, and they go back a different way. I don't know if you know this, but that's what you and I are called to do. Every single time we come to Mass is to go home a different way because of the encounter that we have. Not that we might have, that we truly have within the Eucharist. Means whatever I'm fearful of, whatever I'm angst about, whatever I'm stressed about, whatever that is in me, I can leave it with the one who loves me into existence. To stay with the one who loves me into existence as I go home. As I lead by a different way. Epiphany is a great time to bring all of our gifts, our lives, everything that he has given us in homage to him, the one true God, calling us all to freedom in him.